yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
If there's one thing that I've learned as an entrepreneur is that you have to be able to sell. What are some of the things that you think people miss, right? Because people are starting companies at record rates. People are also failing at record rates. Why do you think, given that sales is such an important part of the equation, why do people not focus there? Why do people not get it?
Well, because at the beginning, you're told you can hire someone. If you have a good idea, you can hire someone to sell it for you, right? But you don't realize as the CEO, sales is a transfer of belief, right? So if you as the CEO aren't the best salesperson in your company, nobody else is going to believe in your product because you couldn't sell them on it, right? So the CEO has to be the best salesperson. And I'll give you a great example. One of the first companies I worked with, they've changed their name now, but their old name used to be Hatchbuck. And I was brought in to take their marketing automation software into the insurance industry where I had just come from. So I went out and I got 100 farmers insurance agents to sign up for their marketing automation system. This is in 2012. Marketing automation was brand new, okay? There were only like six companies doing it at the time. So it was brand new. And these guys, we go out and we get them all signed up. And when the moral of the story is 6 months later, when I left the company, all of the things that I learned about selling to insurance agencies, it didn't stay with the company. It went with me because I had developed it, right? So if imagine being the CEO of a startup, hiring a consultant to come in and to help you to build this out, right? Potentially, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but let's say something didn't go right between you and the consultant. You can't download his brain when he leaves. When he leaves, he takes all of that intellectual property with him, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a firm believer that the CEO has to develop the sales process because that intellectual property is what separates you from your competitors. The way that you sell will be totally unique, a unique experience that your competitors can't bring to the table. Why? Because it was developed by somebody who had been in the trenches, the CEO. So even when someone leaves, you just give them the SOP and they follow your same sales process that you've created. So I'm a firm believer that the CEO has to believe in the product and be the best salesperson in order to sell his salespeople on selling for him and selling his customers on buying from him. So that's why I think most people fail because they believe they can outsource that. It's not possible.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.